questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Ata, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Brother Suhail. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Suhail, and welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, brother. So, Brother Suhail, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the views and perspective of Islam regarding Jesus Christ. What is the general look of Islam at Prophet Jesus Christ or Hazrat Masih?
The views of Islam regarding Nabi Isa alayhi salam or Jesus is that he is son of Mary, born without a father, with a miracle, and he is the prophet of Allah, he is a messenger of Allah, and he talked during his infancy with the people around him after his birth. He grew and was able to perform miracles like curing different ailments and diseases. At the same time, at the time of crucifixion, Allah called him unto himself, and someone, as we can say today, a lookalike of Jesus was then crucified on the crucifixion, and that is the belief of Islam. For he is not the Lord, neither did Jesus claim to be a Lord. He is just a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a very divinely guided messenger. Yeah.
Okay. Can you read us some ayahs of the Holy Quran referring to this case? I mean, the case of Nabi Isa in the Holy Quran.
We have some verses regarding Jesus's crucifixion.
Okay.
Okay. We have this Surah number 4, verse 157. It says, "And they're saying, surely we have killed the Messiah, Isa, son of Maryam, the messenger of Allah. And they did not kill him, nor did they crucify him, but it appeared to them so, like Isa. And most surely those who differ therein are only in doubt about it, not in certainty.
Okay.
They have no knowledge respecting it, but only follow a conjecture, and they killed him not for sure."
Mm-hmm.
Then we have another verse, Surah number 4, verse number 158, that says, "Nay, Allah took him up to himself, and Allah is mighty and wise." Then we have Surah number 3, verse 55. "And when Allah said, O Isa, I am going to terminate the period of your stay and cause you to ascend unto me and purify you of those who disbelieve and make those who follow you above those who disbelieve you to the day of resurrection, then to me shall be your return, so I will decide between you concerning that in which you differed," between Hazrat Isa and the people.
Okay.
The two verses, "Then as to those who disbelieve, I will chastise them with severe punishment in this world, chastisement in this world and hereafter, and they shall have no helpers." Surah number 3, verse 56. And now this is Surah number 3, verse 57, as the last part of this crucifixion. "And as to those who believe and do good, he will pay them fully their rewards. And Allah does not love the unjust." So this all are verses related to Jesus' crucifixion. It was his lookalike and not him.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's all right. Okay.
Yeah, the second part.
Yes. And the second part, that's right. So about being him alive, the Muslims, according to a text of the Holy Quran, they believe that he is still alive, isn't it?
Yes, according to the verses that we have received, Allah calls Jesus unto himself, and therefore he is still alive and not crucified.
Crucified, that's right. And is it true that he'll be back on earth? I mean, is it true that before the day of judgment, for example, he'll be back on earth again?
Yeah, so regarding his second coming, we have a tradition that is into the verse of the Holy Quran. Shahr bin Hawshab said, Al-Hajjaj said to me, there is a verse in the book of Allah that has wearied me. I said, O Commander, which verse is it? He said, he's saying Surah number 4, verse 159. And there is not one of the followers of the book, but most certainly believes in this before his death.
Mm-hmm.
And on the day of resurrection, he, Jesus, shall be a witness against them. By Allah, I command a Jew and a Christian to be beheaded. It seems it is a war time.
Yeah,
then sure. I look at them with my own eyes, but I do not see them moving their lips to believe in Jesus when they die. I said, may Allah reform the commander. It is not as you have interpreted it, the verse of the Quran.
Okay.
Then he said, Al-Hajjaj, how is it? I said, verily, Jesus will descend to the world before the day of resurrection. Then the people of the Jewish nation or Christian nation will not remain on earth unless they believe in him before their death and will pray behind the Al-Mahdi. Woe unto you. Now this is Al-Hajjaj saying.
Yes.
Woe unto you. Where did you bring it from? He says, Muhammad ibn Ali ibn al-Husayn ibn Ali ibn Abu Talib narrated it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Then he says, by Allah, you brought it from a pure spring. The narration that you have brought it is from a pure spring.
That's right.
Then we have different riwaya and traditions that prove his second coming. Before the day of Qiyamah, he is praying behind Al-Mahdi is also there, where it is also said in the narration that Al-Mahdi would invite Jesus to come and lead the prayer, and he would say that, no, I was just brought up as a wazir back to Allah and not a commander. Al-Mahdi, you are the commander, and so you lead the prayer. If there is time, then we can say more of the traditions, but if it is enough.
No, we have time. If you have any more traditions regarding Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
So we have the second one. The Apostle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, good news for you. He repeated it three times. How can the community of which I am the first perish? How can a community perish if I am there?
Mm-hmm.
There are 12 persons after me who are felicitious, and possess understanding. And Christ Jesus, the Son of Mary, is at the end of them. But between them, the children of confusion will perish. They are not from me, and I am not from them. The Apostle of Allah said, how can a community perish when I am at the beginning of it? Jesus, the Son of Mary, will be at the end of it, and Al-Mahdi will be in the middle of it.
Yes.
Then we have another tradition. We sat in the shadows of wall in Al-Madina, and the Apostle of Allah was in a room. Then he appeared over us and said, what are you doing? We said, we are talking. He said, what are you talking about? We said, about the resurrection day, the day of Qiyamah. He said, you will not see the resurrection day until 10 signs of it appear before it, of which out of those 10 signs, one of them is the descension of Jesus, Son of Mary.
That's all right. Okay. Thank you very much, Brother Suhail. All in all, do the Christians also believe in Jesus Christ as the Muslims believe? I mean, as this last savior or something like a savior?
So we have Christians, so because we know that Christians are divided into different sects.
Yes.
One of the sects do believe that Jesus is a prophet of God, and they are still finding the last prophet according to them. Then we have Christians who believe Jesus to be God. Then we have Christians who believe Mary to be God as well.
Mm-hmm.
For the verse that says that those who believe Mary and Jesus to be God, and this is where they come and into denial and say, no, we did not say to them unto this.
That's all right. Okay. We know that at the early Islam, we could say that Ja'far was sent to Habasha, isn't it?
Yeah.
Abyssinia. And Najashi was the king of the time over there. And he asked Ja'far about the text of the Holy Quran regarding Lady Mary and Prophet Jesus Christ. And then Ja'far started reciting the ayahs of the Holy Quran. So the kuffar and the Quraysh infidels, we can say, could not plot a conspiracy against the Muslims on that time. And that's right. The Najashi, the king of the Abyssinia, give them refuge in that region because of the look and the respect that they had for Prophet Jesus Christ. That's all right. Okay. Any other riwayah or ayah can you give us?
So we have some traditions and verses over here as well that we can see that Abu Ja'far alayhi salam about the verse, O you who believe, Surah number 61, verse number 14, be helpers of Allah as Jesus, the son of Mary, said to his disciples, who will be my helpers in the cause of Allah?
Yes.
The disciples said, we are the helpers of Allah. So a party of the children of Israel believed and another party disbelieved. Then we aided those who believed against the enemy and they became uppermost. Said, the group that became the disbelievers was the group that killed and crucified one who was similar to Jesus. The group that became believers was a group one of whose members accepted the one who was like Jesus so that he would not be killed. Then the group that killed and crucified him was killed. The group that crucified the like of Jesus was then killed. And this is the explanation of this saying. Then he said that, then we aided those who believed against the enemy and they became uppermost. Then it is also reported that Jesus will say to Al-Mahdi, I was raised as a minister,
yes,
not as a commander. And therefore, the prayer would be led by Al-Mahdi. And a lot of traditions have similar narrations to what I've portrayed in front of you.
That's all right. Thank you very much, Brother Suhail, for a nice elaboration regarding the view of Islam regarding Prophet Jesus Christ or Nabi Isa alayhi salam. It was very kind of you.
You're welcome.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page, to another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanullah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li aliyin wa husaynin wa hasan. Li aliyin wa husaynin wa hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن